the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. In this part of the divine supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي. O Allah, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. Imam alayhi salam continues saying, وَخَدَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا. And this world with its delusions has deceived me. One point that needs to be considered first before we move further on is the fact that the goodness and fraud of the world should be evaluated with regard to one's thought and a state of mind, how he considers this world, this material world, and how he considers living in this world. The one who is defeated by the carnal soul is drenched in false dreams. He is polluted with moral vices like pride, greed, and envy. And he is ignorant of the Almighty Allah, and as a result, he will be ignorant of hereafter and the Prophet and the infallible Imams. He will forget about the Quranic verses. Such a person is easily deceived by worldly material, luxurious life, wealth, and worldly positions. And this is the one that considers these things as the only truth. As we said earlier in the previous episode, the love for this world has made him blind. Eventually, he wakes up on the time of his death. When he has to depart, he finds his worldly aims as mere fraud and all his efforts as useless. He then understands that this was only a mirage. He is forced to go to the next world without any virtues done.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. thank you, Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
When you look closely throughout the history, the pharaohs were not pharaohs from their birth. Rather, they have become the people. They have become those kinds of rulers, ruthless ones, because of their mental illnesses, because of their false viewpoints, because of untrue estimates. Someone who does not have a polluted soul will not be engaged in false thoughts. He will not have vices. He will be well aware of Almighty Allah. He will be aware of the presence of the Almighty Allah. He will be aware of existence of hereafter, the prophets, the imams, and the Holy Quran. Such a person is the one who considers the world, along with all its facilities, nothing but a tool for living properly and purely. He will use these material things given by him from the Almighty Allah in doing good deeds. He will prepare using those tools for a better hereafter. He, therefore, is the one who utilizes all his lifetime for fulfilling these goals. He is hopeful that the Almighty Allah will cover him by his mercy in the next world, and he is hopeful of reaching this station of closeness using the tools provided by the Almighty Allah as his countenance in this world. The heavenly messengers and the infallible imams, alayhi wasalam, are humans who have not been trapped by these luxurious lives. They haven't been deceived by the material issues. And the insightful people who see everything through their hearts have left some advices from themselves that are really valuable for the thoughtful people. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam states that I was in the garden of Fadak, which belonged to Hadrat Zahra alayha salam, gardening with a shovel. Suddenly a lady came to me who looked great and pretty to me. She told me, O son of Abu Talib, are you interested in proposing me? If yes, I am ready to become your wife. Then I would help you to fulfill your need for making a living. I would guide you to the earth's treasures and would govern you on the world. I asked her, who are you that I take you as my wife? And she said, the world. I said, go away, look for a husband other than me, since I have divorced you 3 times, and there is no return for my decision. The one who is deceived by this deceptive world has made himself unfortunate forever. He will deprive himself from the blessings of this world and hereafter, and such a one will be really close to hell. We all ask the Almighty Allah to help us reconsider and see this world as a tool for reaching true prosperity and salvation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.